Thank you so much. That's just beautiful. Whew. No pressure, right? No pressure.
Nope.
Today, I titled the talk, What is Unity? And I mean that of what is unity to you? And so let's take a moment and just talk for a second. What is unity? Freedom? Spirituality? My favorite. Love? Community? Say that again, Teresa. Forever learning. Expanding. I like that. Do we have that slide up, Kevin? Sorry, do I? Oh, oops. Thank you. You all know I'll dance, so like it's just not an issue. What else? Individuality of expression. A congregation of people that accept the good in all religion. Did I say that right? Yeah. We're open, right? We're accepting. And how about that attachment to whatever that divineness is, whatever you want to call it? God, Yahweh, Spirit, Universe. I've used many a word, that is for sure. But what if I ask you a more difficult question? Have you ever felt awkward when someone says, what religion are you? We're giggling because we're kind of different. Can we agree on that? Anyone feel a little bit different? And we have some visitors today, so you'll shake your head probably at us and wonder why we're a little different. We're that black sheep, I feel, sometimes. I mean, I have felt that way. And I don't think I'm alone because I'm surrounded by all of you. So, how many of you identify as Christians? It's a smaller amount of hands, and yet how many of you believe in following the teachings of Christ? But isn't it interesting that we felt more comfortable raising our hand with that one than the first for many? Not for some, and that's okay. I mean, right, we don't care really here, but again, it's that little bit of difference with us. Well, it turns out we're not that different. So I had some fun doing some research, and it turns out that out of almost 300 million people in the United States, 65% do not identify with a church or with Christianity. That's 188 million people. That's a lot. That's a lot. There's some things happening, perhaps. That number wasn't always that big. But 188 million people don't show up to church on Sunday. And by the way, I don't have a slide on this, but 40% of Americans polled say they go to church every week when it's really 20%. We have good intentions. We do. So why is this? Well, there's a lot of things, right? I mean, society has changed. People have changed. Millennials are a whole new generation, and I'm having fun watching them. You know, for a while, I tended to kind of go, oh, those millennials. They're never going to learn to communicate. Well, it turns out they actually do. There was a news segment on the other day about the misconceptions of millennials, and you know what? They had some pretty smart millennials on there. I thought, well, maybe they're just the exception. It's like what every generation says about another one, right? But part of it, too, is that we said words about spiritual uplifting and so forth. But Unity, back in 2009-2010, did a little bit of research. So this is Unity Worldwide, not us here. And they polled over 3,000 people. 3,000 individuals, both within Unity and outside Unity. Okay, so internal and external audiences. And they asked them, what are your earliest memories of Christianity? And they asked, what's your earliest memories of church? And there were some positive ones, right? But there were some negative ones too. Fear-based, hypocritical, boring, judgmental, sin, hell, guilt, strict, manipulative, dogmatic. And don't get me wrong. Like I said, they said a lot of positive ones too. Christ, love, caring, support, safety. But I don't know about each of you. I can only speak for myself. But a lot of these terms are the reason why I never quite felt comfortable at a traditional Christian church. I never quite felt that there was a God that wouldn't like me as much if I didn't do exactly what I was supposed to do. I was created fallible and yet I needed to be perfect. I could never, that's just me. This is me talking, but I never quite connected to that part. And so for me, I'd sit in many a church, and if I've ever shared my stories with you, there's been a lot over, like, especially in my 20s, I tried so many things. And I'd be in the church and I'd go, oh, close, so close. You almost had me. Like, you know, that was good, but no, darn it. If not for that. So maybe that's part, and I'm not certainly saying all, but maybe that's part of the reason that 85% of churches and spiritual centers across America, and quite frankly globally, are declining or plateauing. 85%. Now, for me, I told you I did a lot of searching, and in my 20s and in my 30s, I did a lot of reading of spiritual books, and Neil Donald Walsh is one of my favorites. Yay, go Neil. Brave soul, but man. And Susan, two more books that I'm buying book four. I'm so close. But there's a lot of factors that weigh into this. And I guess I bring this up because I also don't want us to feel alone, right? We have struggles with, I mean, everyone showing up on Sunday, but it turns out every church does. If only 20% of the people are actually showing up every Sunday. I myself don't show up every Sunday. There are some days I like to go sit next to a tree and pray there. And that fills me. And, you know, so it's that balance. I'm a tree hugger. I admit it. I admit it. So if churches are declining, and less people are going, is there hope? Is there hope for spiritual sinners like ourselves, like others? I mean, are we on our way out? I remember finding unity. It wasn't all that long ago when you all welcomed me here. And for me, it was like oh my gosh, there are other people like me. There are Chrissy's saying, I'm so sorry. But that, I felt at home and at peace here. Can anyone relate to that? That's beautiful. I felt supported. I felt that I could be open-minded and authentic to myself and still be a part of a spiritual community. That was different for me. Prior to this, it was a solo act for me and my spirituality. And I used to say to people when asked that awkward question, what religion are you? My answer was, well, I'm really more spiritual, but not religious. Anyone ever use that? It turns out there's a whole page on Wikipedia about it, by the way. Who knew? Who knew? Okay, I'm not alone there either. Whew. Although I don't mind being alone, so. So, well, it turns out that yeah, of the people that are still going to church, a lot of them are sitting there maybe having similar questions to what we might once have if you weren't brought up here and been so blessed. I didn't know about Unity until, you know, I was 45. So But of the people that are sitting in a church today, on Sunday, and they're like, should I still keep coming here? Well, here's the top three reasons that someone might be motivated to find a new church. And this is, again, that poll that Unity did of over 3,000 people. The first one, I don't fit in. I'm looking for like-minded people. And I have different beliefs. Okay, so I see this slide and I get giddy. Because I think, oh, isn't that us? I mean, aren't we kind of that? Did anyone come here, find this place because of that? Anyone, show of hands? Because I might have felt a little different. That I might have felt that my beliefs weren't quite the same as where I was once sitting. Now, at Unity, we fully, I think everyone in this room would join me in saying that whatever expression of spirituality someone is having, it's perfect, right? That wherever they stand in their path and whatever fuels them well is perfect. So we're okay with everyone else succeeding too. But that doesn't mean that we can't succeed as a spiritual center. Because as it turns out, people are motivated by the things that actually bring many of us here. In fact, when they asked those people, now that you've learned about Unity, would you be not at all interested, somewhat interested, very interested in maybe checking us out? So again, this is the external audience of that 3,000 people, people outside of Unity. And 60% of them said, yeah, I'd be fairly interested. They said, I'd either be very interested or somewhat interested. 60%. That's huge. Over half the audience. And imagine, right? So, I mean, if any other religion, if they were sitting there in a Jewish temple said, would you be interested in checking us out? Would that figure still be 60%? Probably not. Not if those three factors are not about fitting in and so forth. So there's good news on our horizon. And you might be wondering why we're talking about all of this. I don't know. Maybe it's because we're moving soon. Maybe it's because there's a chance for a fresh start. A re-energized message to send out. This is a funny little tidbit. I don't have a slide on this one, but I did a lot of research on just the decline of churches in America. And I was talking to Keith's brother is becoming a minister in the Methodist Church. And he left last Saturday to go to London, which, of course, now we watch the news every day going, please be safe, you know. And he said, you know, part of the trip, he was telling me, is going to be about touring historical sites. And part of it would be about visiting, oh gosh, Susan, I forgot the name. It sounds like a salad bar. Fresh Expressions. I can't believe you remember that. Thank you. Fresh Expressions. That's just, it's a funny name. But it's, and it does, right? It sounds like, oh, I'm going to get a salad. Or maybe a juice. But Fresh Expressions in the UK is an organization that's actually helping to return people to the principles of church. And they're just doing it in a very different way. And an example I gave Susan was, like, let's say you and I liked quilting. So we would start this quilting group, and maybe we were about teaching new people to quilt, young people to quilt. And then when the time felt right, we would, you know, maybe share some scripture and stories of Jesus. And then it would become a regular thing. And so all these little tiny groups, and it could be about anything, right? This is just, I'm made up quilting, but these little pods are starting as what they call fresh expressions of church. Yeah, kind of cool. And kind of different to warp your mind around those things. I mean, that's really kind of, really different. And millennials, by the way, are the biggest audience of people not attending church. So do we try different things to try to attract them? Do we just go, oh well, and move on and find different audiences? But if a younger generation keeps not going to a spiritual center, it's hard to continue to grow. Just statistically because of that thing called mortality. I mean, it's kind of out there. So the question is, what are we doing here? Well, we've done a few things already. We've talked about this for the last couple of months and things have been launched. The first thing we did is Kevin did the majority of the work, I think, but helped move us over to a new responsive website platform. And what that means is that when you're online, it looks like one thing, but when you're in that top right corner, if you're on your mobile device, it changes and still becomes very easy to read. That's what a responsive website is. Because this day, there's more and more people not sitting at a desk going online, but they're on their mobile devices. Right? So that was a huge priority, because if we want to continue to reach new audiences, we have to keep up with the technology. And so speaking of which, the other thing we did is we built a mobile app. So if you go to your iTunes store or your Google Play store and you search for UCOP, you will find this app and you can download it. And this is what it looks like. It might be a little hard to see, but in that top screen is actually messages and meditations, where you can click right there and listen to the current messages and meditations from Unity. You can send in prayer requests. You can give a love offering. This is, by the way, the easiest way. There's also still that texting to 77977. But this is a really great way to do it. You can send messages and you can find directions right from it. So you click and then you say get directions and it tells you turn right in 400 feet. Right? That's important to people that are thinking about expanding. But there's another piece. So we're doing the things, honestly, that Unity Worldwide has recommended. They actually gave us a grant, by the way, to pay for that new website. That change. I mean, our labor was thrown in there for free, but the template and everything was paid for. So thank you, Unity. But there's one little piece that we have been avoiding. So in that poll of 3,000 individuals, when told about Unity, the beliefs, the principles, the practices, and so forth, they were asked, what's the best term to use to describe us? Is it spiritual center, spiritual community? Is it church? Is it, and you name it. Overwhelmingly, the top pick for both internal and external audiences is spiritual community. Everyone went, that really resonates with me. Outside of Unity, that external audience, only 9% encouraged us to call ourselves a church. So let me translate that. Only 9% say, if I were you, Unity, I'd call yourself a church. That's 91% saying, don't call yourself a church. Now, internally, 19% of those in Unity are very comfortable with the word church. But that still means that 81% within Unity are not. Oh, I had a slide on that. So, the board has been praying on it long and hard. We have spent quite a few meetings discussing this. or taking the steps to move forward, to grow, to prosper, which is something that is all ours to have. And this is one thing that when 91% of the people you're trying to attract here say, don't call yourself a church, we have felt it's time for us to listen to that. Whew, that's big. Because our name is Unity Church of Peace. That's big. However, it actually turns out our name is actually Unity of Michiana. For some people that have been here a long time, you know that, right? There was a movement many back in the day to move to Unity Church of Peace. And I get it. Like, you know, peace is like one of my favorite words. I'd be a tree-loving, hugging hippie, you know, like, it's the California girl, you know. I mean, I lived in Northern California, and I lived among the redwoods, and for sure. But the word church is a stumbling factor for many. And it has been our decision that it's time to keep moving forward. And that means probably for 19% of the people in this room, that's a tough thing to accept, or could be. For some, it is not. And for some, it's a relief. But we are letting go of that title. We are going to assimilate to those we think would find our message refreshing. And that means that in the coming month, in July, you will start to see us referring to ourselves as Unity of Michiana. Now, we hold this with great importance. We hold this acknowledging the ease for some, the spiritual energy for some, and the difficulty for others. And that's okay. I encourage us all to accept everybody's path, everybody's feelings. And I ask us to turn our thoughts again to say, what is unity to you? Because it's bigger than a name. But we know we need to remove that a little bit to be a bit more attractive to people that might resound with our offering here. But what is unity to you? It's love. It's ever-expanding knowledge. It's growth. It's a joyful celebration in a spiritual community. Right? Those are all the things that we started with. You're going to see that a final phase that we're working on within outreach and communication of unity is that I've started the assembly of a team to help us with social media. And you're going to find all of our voices on Facebook. It'll be fun. And I encourage anyone who wants to join me to please do so. You know, it takes us a bit to get going, but we're going to start working on this in the coming week. And we're going to start saying the things that resound with us and send those messages out. So I encourage you, talk to me, talk to the board, of course, talk to Sandy. We hold her in our hearts as she's gone for right now, but and let's talk about this discussion, this change. I encourage you, no matter how you feel, to come forward in support, in question, and just all of us hold in our hearts support for any of those beliefs. This has been fun. This has been a good time, and I hope that, that it's been helpful as well as we continue to change a little bit in positive ways.